He's near to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Major transitions in life can bring new challenges, but also some new disappointments. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And when Sally Cleek graduated from college and moved back to her hometown, she left behind friends and began her work as a nurse on the night shift.
Loss of community wasn't a buzzword like it is now, but that's what it was. I believe I was in a depression. I really do. I was so down. I was also working night shift. My sleep was off. There was a lot of things that was off. And I did end up moving back to Knoxville about probably a year and a half later. And of course, it was different than when it was in college. But yeah, that was really hard. And the Lord just met me mainly through different friends, just spending time in His Word is the best way I know to deal with anything, is to hear from the Lord through His Word.
When Sally was 30, she faced a crushing disappointment. After 6 months of dating the man she thought she would marry, he broke up with her.
And so, lo and behold, he comes in town. I was like, oh, this is it. We're going to get married. But it ended up, and it only took 6 months for him to decide this wasn't it. But in 6 months, I had already planned my wedding practically. And he was just like, I'm not in love with you. And it just hurt so terribly. But again, it's the word of God. Like, He's near to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit.
That's a great reminder. Your disappointments shouldn't define you. God can use them to help form you into the person He's created you to be. Maybe you'd like to hear more inspiring stories. Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.